Begin the current daf, Masech the Sukkah, daf Mem Gimel, begin on Menal, begin the Chesem Asa, begin with the words of the Gemara, we have an end, Abba Amos Mishas Ram. We're concerned that the person is going to forget, and they're going to carry Dal Amos Mishas Ram. Chesed, the truth is, Chadin Namotzi Lameim, could have easily just as well said, that the problem is we've seen Mishas Yachad Mishas Ram, he's going to carry from his private domain to the public domain. So why are we picking specifically for Amos Mishas Ram? Well, the reason is because in most places and in topics, we say the Ashlachish that we have more of a concern of Havaras Abba Amas, that those are concerns of Haitzah specifically of carrying for Amas and Mishas Ram. In those cases, don't have a concern about Haitzah, taking out from one domain to another domain. For example, let's say it was in the Karmelis, which are rabbinic domain, like a Karfa, forcing a closed area for non residential purposes, a beginner in the garden. With the Enkan, this is some of the Raisa, where there, if you carry to another domain, it's not biblical Haitzah. Because it's a rabbinic domain, yet yesh kan iser havar b'shus ram, but there would be a problem about carrying dalam b'shus ram. Or let's say higbi amanas litla. Let's say you picked up with the intention of taking it, but loy likes not to carry it out. Then imach lo beitzin, you change your mind to carry it out. There also part you'd be exempt. Loy imlo offish ben time, unless if you stopped in between to take a rest. I mean, perikam the shavuot, like we say in the first parak shavuot, davahem a base. So therefore, that's why we pick specifically. Although over here, yes, it could be just as well. But since most places it's a concern of Dalam Shasram, so that's what we said over here too. Kachpich, because this is Rashi explains. Now, regarding the second reasoning, says Taisha, the second reasoning is not a possibility why we're saying Havara and Mishasarab and not Haitzah, because the Gabi Havara Nami, because the same reasoning by Havara too, and Mitzchila Natlam and Ashley Lavir Abba Amos, we initially picked it up without the intention of carrying it for Amos, Mishasarab, even though at the end you do carry it, the Mechavi wouldn't be Chayiv, Imlo Amlo Vashbin time, also only there if you stop in between. So, but the first reasoning Rashi gives, says he does like, where definitely certain places, like in the Karmelis, you're not going to have it, but you would have Dalam and Shazarab. Or you know, another approach, another answer to the question, says Taisus, that the reason why we're speaking over here is specifically to Miyabir and Dalad Amis and not Taitzah, is because Mishasiyah Lushazram Islu Hekera, Velekla Migzer. It's very easy recognizable when you're walking out of your house into the street. And therefore, right, we wouldn't have made a Gezerah of Taitzah. But in the public domain, Zim Lavadai, the person might not be paying attention. He'll end up walking with his poor Amis. Therefore, that's where we said not to have it because of Mavad Dal Amis and not because of Haitzah. Continue with the next text of Masa that begins with the words of the Gemara. Hatikin Rabban Alifim Beisai. But the rabbis instituted that to take it in your house. Regarding the first day of Sukkot, and therefore there's no concern of this Gzer de Rabba. That you might come to carry in Rosh Hashanah, because Kedikton Masin, like we learned in the Mishnah, that they instituted because there was fighting going on, to everyone should take it in their own house. And since they only permitted you taking your house, Zafahu says, remember that it's got to be here in the house and I can't carry it. But Lavuk is not going to come to carry it outside. But then it says, well, if you're going to say if that's the reasoning, then why didn't rabbis just institute that any time it falls on Shabbos, should always be in the house? And then you could go ahead and shakalulav any day of Sukkot if it falls on Shabbos. So Taisa says, you're right, but Yudea Gemara, the Gemara knew that the Mahanik Tzah said, it obviously is helping a little bit this reasoning that the Gemara had pointed out of Hoyal Dirishon D'oraisa. Although the first day is biblical, and although the Gemara doesn't know totally that as the conclusion of the Gemara, but it knows this point, and therefore that would only be applicable together with the fact of that they made the Beisai, that's why they're not saying that the Rabbanan should make such a Gezeira for all 7 days of Sukkot. The next time it begins with the word Digmar Lidin Bikviyachal. Yeah, us, we don't know when the month starts, and therefore we can't know definitively that this is the first day, so therefore we can't go ahead and do it Bizman Hazah. Which so says Lamasham Lidin, it's not really true, because we don't really know. That these days we do know when the month starts. But just that the rabbis made us as if we don't know. Because of the gezer that was mentioned over there, because at times it's going to be that maybe at some future the governments, Gentile governments, are going to make a decree and they're not going to let the Jews keep the Jewish religion. They're going to end up being in a back state when, as they originally didn't know. And they might not know, so therefore we treat it as if we don't know, but we really do know. Now, in Perek Makom Shnagu, the Gemara B'Sachem of the Nalvim Beis, the Amalei Rav Safar says, the Rav, parentheses, someone else, like for example, that I know the profession in the when the month starts. So in the south area, I'm not going to do malacha on Yom Tov Sheni of Galias because you have to do like the stringent is a place that you go to. So I'm going to keep the second day of Yom Tov. But the middle of my, when I'm in the desert by myself, what's halacha? Which says a like measure pinch per country. Not, you can't say the way Rashi explains the Gemara's question. That he was asking Shaybaka beside Ibn because he was proficient. He knew the secret of intercalation and he knew exactly when the month starts. Because the Mekam Makam Asa, that wouldn't make a difference. Because either way, it would be Asa Kedbish, like we explained. Because today, we also know when it is, and still we hold up 2 days Yamdim. And the Mefarshim Ben Tam, explains, he says, what the question was, Davidayir Hecha the Matish Lucha Tishrei. He lived in the place where the agents in Tishrei come to. Now, and therefore, he was in a place where he never had 2 days Yamdim. But for Zimdin, the Azal Nisan, sometimes for Nisan time, here we go, Hecha the Matish Lucha Nisan, where the agents of Nisan come to, but the agents of Tishrei don't come. Then in that place, they have a Gezer, the Nisan, not the Tishrei, that even in Nisan, they should keep 2 days Yamdim because for Tishrei, which you don't have two, we have to have 2 days Yom Tov. David and Trey, I mean, they always do 2 days Yom Tov. I mean, like we say at the end of the first progression, and that's who was asking, well, me, that I know B'kvid the Archa, meaning that he comes from a place where the Shluchim doesn't always come there, even in Tishrei. So I want to know when I go to Midbar, do I have to keep Yom Tov Sheni, where that the Shluchim doesn't obviously don't come there, or maybe because I could keep the Minig where I'm coming from, where I always do 1 day Yom Tov. But yeah, it can't be because he knows, because we also know that we keep 2 days Yom Tov. Continue with the next place of Masal that begins with the words of the Gemara, Inu the other Bikvi the Archa. So, but in Eretz Yisrael, that they know when Rosh Chodesh starts, and the Chanami, then you're right, then they would have this halacha of shakling Bizman Hazeh on the first day of Sukkot, even the Fold Zem Chavs, which Taisa points out. Although it seems like the conclusion of the Sugya, so Taisa says, Im Ashkenaz Zukaima, this conclusion does not. Is not maintained. Because the Gemara later on concludes that Kivin Dalidan Leidachi, which there it's told by regarding the Arava on the seventh day on the Shana Rabba, but the same thing the Gemara concludes is that for the first day of Rukani Lulav, since for us in Babel it's not Decha because we're not Yidin B'Kivin Yacha, so Lidudunam Leidachi, for them it's also not going to be Decha. The guess is a Mishnah Victani Malichin Lulaben Lubesik Nessas, and that so how do you explain the Mishnah, which our Sugya seems to be proving from, that it says that they take the Lulav to the Shul, that is talking about Mekumin Bezman Shabbos Hamikdash. It's not talking about Bezman as in it's all when there's no Bezman Hamikdash, they bring it to the Shul. No, it's even when the Bezman Hamikdash was around, we're talking about where it's far away from the Bezman Hamikdash, and they bring it to the Shul. But again, it's not Bezman as because no one brings Bezman as in. But then it's been beginning to say, Maishna Meshefer, why is it different than Shefer? Nam Perik Dal Rosh Hashanah, we're in the fourth Perik Rosh Hashanah, Chopetes and Bez Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shchalis B'Shabbos, that the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, the Folds on Shabbos, but Mikdash are you taken? And Bezman Hamikdash would build the Shefer, Avoloi B'Medina, but not outside the Bezman Hamikdash. But why is that any different than why the Momachim by Shefer than by Luv? Because Tesis Veshimot, you could say, yes, because the Shani Luv is different. It's just moving something. Like the most it would be like some type of a Muktzah. So therefore they make all. And the Kivin Dish should be Mikdash since they permit it to be taken in the base of Mikdash. They weren't Machma even out of the base of Mikdash. At the time when the base of Mikdash was around. But the Shefer, but belonging to Shefer, there's a certain smarts and wisdom that has to go into it. But they were more stringent, and they said you should only blow it only in the Beis Hamikdash. But Meir Kashrut says it's actually difficult because the Churban after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, it's the opposite. The Kibbutz Shabbat Tefillin Lulav, they're actually more lenient by Shabbat than by Lulav. Get number Shon Loin Mesachus Beis Hashanam Meshchav Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, this can be a Mazaki incident that you're taking Mechol Malkum Shabbat Bezin. You should blow the Shabbat anywhere where there's a court. But the Lulav is to call Lulav is not permitted at all. Can Meskin Lekaman like the Mekam from Tehran. We don't do anywhere on Shabbos. The lulav, not even in the bezin, but shefer we do everywhere there's a bezin, even on Shabbos. So since there's so much you can say, so yeah, because the shefer shulal is the shefer, which helps bring up the memory of the Jewish people to the Father in heaven on Rosh Hashanah. They didn't want to totally nullify it at all. Now, but given Bechad doesn't take the sense they instituted that okay, obviously you have to blow the shefer somewhere. It has to be at least one bezin. So take the Bechamakim Shesh bezin. So he instituted every place where there's a bezin. And after Bishop Bezman advised, even though you're right, in time of the Bezman Mikdash, it was only in the Bezman Mikdash itself. But lulav is not so chashav, and therefore, yeah, we don't do lulav at all when it falls on the Shabbos. But even more, but the bedinhu logically tells us the lulav yidderech b'gvul niyasim b'sheifa that lulav should be derech Shabbos out of the Beis Hamikdash more than sheifa. Why? Because the Beis Hashanah lo yidia kviyas achedus el b'shalayim. Beis Hashanah that the only ones who know about the new month is in Yerushalayim, which is right near where the Sanhedrin do it. Of yom tov and lulav, but the first yom tov of Sukkot of Lulav, it's already halfway through the month already. How you do Apigvul? It was not even out of the Beis Hamikdash. When was the new Chodesh? That's why they weren't so machmer, and therefore they went and they shackled it on Shabbos, even outside of the Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was around. So the next text that says begin with the words the Gemara Harishon. What's Harishon? Allah Mashiach the Dechel Yom Tov Harishon comes to teach that it's only Doicha Shabbos when it's on the first day of Sukkot, which Tosfos says Miutur the Hekadosh. It's an extra Hey that we're expounding because the Hey Miutur the Hey is exclusion. Kolam Harishon Luchadehu the Bay Bayim. That specifically on the first day of Sukkot, Harishon, that on that day we're Deicha Shabbos. So to Perikid Anashin, Chol Nav Tali Avam Nav Darsh Hayerach the Thigh. Hamiminin should be Yerach the right thigh. The Mutismal excluding the left one. Chin Ha Oila the Oila, which Oila Shaina specifically the first Oila. As the remembering the Pesachim Nav Nav Chazam and Beis. But Taisa points out, but Zimna the Asi Hei L'Rabba. Sometimes a Hey actually comes to include, not exclude. Like the Gemara said previously, regarding the additions of the affliction of Yom Kippurim, which Ha Ezrach, that we say Lurabis is Nashon, the hate comes to include women. So to pick up a Sukkah, Ha Ezrach is Rabbis again. So it's yeah, each one according to their topic. Sometimes it's going to be Ma'at, sometimes it's going to be Marba. The next test, the Masoch test, begins with the words of the Gemara, Basukkah, Gufa Menal. How do we know by Sukkah itself that it's by day and by night? Because Tosfos explains the imish from Teshuvah, because if you say from Teshuvah, which we always darshan, came to do that you have to be in the circle like the way you live in the house. So madhu bim bim alalas there, but just like you live in the house by day and night time. So to sukkah, we the night time have a marba nashim. It's from that passage that we would have included that woman also, because madhu just like a dwelling ish of ishtei is a man and his wife. Ilam shem nachas have another loch mechem sinai. So why can't that be the source of that sukkah be by night time too? So Tosfos no shani hafa here it's different because the mighty krub ahadiles the pasuk seems to be excluding explicitly night times because that is shivas yamin. 7 days, Mashman Yom Leilas sounds like only day and not night time. The Shabbos Yom of the 7 days, so therefore you had to have a special riba. So it's Mila, Ma'idik Aminim, but this I think Gemara says nearly Midoyma. Let's see which one's comparable. Which it sounds like that logic would tell us day even at night times. So that wording is kosher. That's difficult because since we shouldn't exclude it, so then we should learn enough from Teshuvah Kinder Dura. So Tosfos doesn't answer that question.